Welcome back to Eagle River for the hockey game between the DC Everest Evergreens and the Northland Pines Eagles. I'm Liz Holbrook filling in tonight for Chris Conley as Chris has a basketball game back at home. So far through one, this game is tied 3-3, but the Evergreens did jump out to an early lead. They got two goals while on the penalty kill less than 5 minutes into this game, as Ortel scored the first goal unassisted, and Yacouz came in for the second one, assisted by Ortel. The Eagles were then able to cut the lead in half as Brady Sendin scored a goal. The Evergreens then answered right back to bring their lead back to 2 with a goal from Davis Hackbarth, but the Eagles were able to bring it all back to 3-3 with two quick goals at the end of the first period from Zach Maillet. Maillet scored both of those goals, so he'll be looking for a hat trick here in the second. He was assisted on both of those goals by Riley McGee and Brady Sendin, who is the Eagles' leading scorer. He now has 21 goals on the season and 55 points. We're getting ready for the start of the second here in Eagle River, and this game is brought to you by our sister station, WIFC. There are two types of students at every school, those who bullies and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC, Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Kasurik Kids Foundation, and this Midwest Communication Station. Players are coming to center ice as we get ready for the start of the second. All tied up here, 3-3. Shots are in favor of the Eagles, 18 to the Evergreens, 7. Still waiting on who the Evergreens are going to send to the circle, as they had to make sure one of the penalty box doors was completely locked there before getting ready to start. Don't want anybody crashing into that and getting hurt. Eagles win the faceoff as they are now going attacking right to left. As quickly brought to the Evergreens in neutral ice. It'll go back into the Evergreen zone. Left side as chipping it in for the Eagles is Paul. Ball in the right corner behind the net. Tried to get that in front to Brown. Unable to do so though as the Eagles do get that at the blue line. Johns, cross ice pass. He'll get it back to him as Brown takes it from the blue line. Chips that in and goal tender Hart will glove that on the right side. Today's game is also brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union, we finance fun and construction loans too. Faceoff will be in the circle to the right of Hart. Faceoff is won by the Evergreens. Yacouz gets it to the right side and out, and that'll go all the way back into the Eagles zone. No one really chasing that, though, as well ahead of everyone else. McGee has it for the Eagles on the right side, loses control of it. Hackbarth tried to take that, and it'll drift back to Yacouz at center ice. Yacouz cross ice path over to Jaglinski. Jaglinski not able to connect, as bringing it in is Bill. Bill left side. Bill going in circles, trying to evade Everest defenders. This is off Sendin, gets a shot off the left pad in front as it goes to the right side. Eagles take control on the right as trying to get it to the front there. And taking it away is Hackbarth on the left side. Crosses back to Yacouz. Yacouz moving through the middle of the ice. Goes in, puts it up and over the pad of Wilkins as he was able to evade a defender there going through the center of the ice. Put it up and top right shelf. I believe a lot of NHL people would call that a peanut butter goal. So Everest goes back on top now. 4-3, 15-41. So less than 2 minutes elapsed with that goal going in. Eagles won the faceoff. Take it into the Everest zone on the left side. Fighting for it in the back is Marion. Marion in a board battle with three other players. They'll chip that back one to John. John long shot from the blue line as it goes wide to the right. bringing it up is Brady Bunnell. Brady Bunnell moving to the left, trying to evade a couple of defenders. Unable to keep that, Schiffman pokes it out. Schiffman bringing it up on the right side. Schiffman through the center of the ice. Long shot goes high and wide, and that'll dribble back in front to Hurt. He'll get down in time to move it back to the left. Puck goes up, and it drifts into the Eagles' zone. And that'll be icing on the Evergreens. 14:54. Evergreens leading this one 4-3. 20 shots for the Eagles, 8 shots for the Evergreens. This game's brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Faceoff comes in the circle to the left of Hurt. It's won by Parker Nitzka for the Evergreens. And he's trying to get that out is Owen Bunnell. First, he's really touched the puck tonight as Bunnell will take it on the left side. And that's stopped at center ice by the Eagles as they get it back into the zone. Trying to get that to Kuz. Kuz with a blowout as he goes skates first into the left corner board. Eagles able to get that in front as trying to get a shot on at net is Wilhauer. He'll lose it to the left side for the Evergreens. Right side, Kuz with it. Loses it as it goes back into Everest zone. Everest still with control of the puck, though, on the left corner. Bringing it up the left side. And that will go out of play off of Alec Kuzley's stick. He was headed toward the Evergreen benches, trying to bring that into the Eagles zone. 14:09 here in the second. Evergreen's able to take the lead back here early. The first of the second. Faceoff comes to the right circle of Wilkins. Faceoff won by the Evergreens as Ortel takes a quick shot from the right circle that rebounds off in front and will drift all the way back to the Evergreen zone and will get another icing call. Ortel tried to make the most of that there and was able to get it on goal, but quick pad save there from Wilkins. Not able to get the rebound, though, as that went back and out. So faceoff will come back to the right circle for the Evergreens. Faceoff won by the Eagles. Taking it behind the net is Paul. Paul gets it to the left side. Takes it up for Bill. Over to Maylett. Maylett moving in on the left side quickly. Tries to get that in front as it is then taken by Sneddon. Sneddon gets a shot on goal, but that's quickly swallowed up by Hurt as he got him kind of square in the chest there. So the faceoff will come to the circle to the left of Hurt. Faceoff won by Hackworth. Jaglinski with it behind, loses it to an Eagles player up in front. Maylett with a shot and a nice glove save there by Hurt. Think he learned his lesson from the first period as Maylett did some similar moves there and scored twice. So Hurt a little bit faster this time with the glove hand as the faceoff now moves to the right circle. Faceoff won by the Evergreens as Eagle River with another shot there and another as they hit a post and it comes out to the right side. Evergreens with the puck trying to get it out. They'll get it to center ice where it's chipped back in by Schiffman. Moving in is Bill. Bill to the left side. Puck is in the left corner, won by the Evergreens as bringing it up is Zinda. We'll get that to the left corner where three players will go for it. Puck is able to be brought out to center ice. Yakuz chasing back into their own zone. Puts it back out to center ice. Is able to get to Hackbarth on the right side. Hackbarth leaves it for Zinda. Zinda back to Hackbarth. Hackbarth tries to get that in. It's stolen away by Marion. Marion to Maylett. Maylett with a long shot that is wide to the left of the goal and hits the boards. Puck moves to the left corner. Eagles try to get another shot there. It's blocked in front. Puck goes behind to the right side where it's almost stopped by Johns at the blue line, but he loses control. Gets it back at center ice and chips it back in. as reaching that first is Jaglinski in the left corner. Jaglinski gets that out, and it'll drift back, and we've got an arm raised for a penalty here. Excuse me. Looks like that's actually an offsides call. So faceoff comes back to the left circle of Hurt. Faceoff is won by the Evergreens. They'll go behind the net. Eagles take control. Moving in is McGee. McGee with a shot wide left. Built behind, and that's put in front, but bounces off the pads of Hurt. Long shot from the blue line from McGee, and the rebound is taken in by Max Brown. So the Eagles have tied this game back up as Brown able to get that in off the rebound, as Hurt was not able to corral it in front of him. So we are once again tied 4-4, 12:04 left here in the second. See who gets the assist on that Brown goal. We're tied with 12 minutes left here in the second. So Zendy loses it. Quick shot on goal there from Bill. Bill loses it in the left corner. Evergreen's coming in hot. Hackbarth, right side. Hackbarth goes down in front of the Everest bench, loses the puck as it's taken by the Eagles. Maillet, right side, holding, trying to pass that off, gets it to Shendon. Shendon over to Bill. Bill to the left side, brings the goaltender down, but's not able to get that puck lifted as it goes to the right side, goes up. Puck behind the net, it'll drift out in front. Shendon with a long shot and a goal as Eagle River takes the lead. 5-4. Only a mere 30 seconds after their last goal. Less than a minute later, Eagles scoring twice, taking the lead 5-4. We're almost halfway through this game. Faceoff one was won by the Pines, by the Eagles. Schiffman bringing it in on the left side, gets a shot on goal. That's pad blocked by Hurt. That puck is on the left side. The Evergreens have it and get it out to neutral ice. Moving in was Hurt. Hurt has it in the left corner. He gets hit in the shoulder, loses the puck, but it comes out to Nitschka. We'll go back to the Everest zone. The left corner pops out to the blue line. Eagles keep it in. Chasing it behind is Hurt. Hurt tries to get that up and out of play, and we'll get a whistle. Believe that was offside. So faceoff will come to the right circle behind the Everest blue line. Game is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive. Until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. 10:16 left to go here in the second. Face off in the right circle behind the blue line. Won by the Eagles. McGee, long shot from behind the blue line, goes wide right. Evergreen's able to get a stick on that, but not out. Is taking it at the top of the circle is Maillet. Maillet over to McGee. McGee, another long shot wide to the left. Puck drifts around to the right side boards where it's taken by Bill. Bill hits that up and over the net. McGee at the blue line again. Our Evergreens are able to stop it and bring it up and out into neutral ice is Ortel. Ortel moving to the left side, gets it across the blue line, drops it out for Hughes. Hughes tries a long shot, blocked by an Eagle stick. As the Eagles are bringing it in, Maylette speeding on the right side, going to the right corner, where he's almost taken down by an Evergreens player. No penalty called there. Don't think the Eagles like that. Puck drifts behind the net of Hurt, as Bill has it. He'll go over to Schiffman. Schiffman left side. Tries. Almost went in. I believe it went off the back of Hurt and out. And we'll get a whistle. As I believe we have a penalty. And during that sequence there, Wilkins actually went to the bench. As the Eagles tried to have an extra attacker. And it's looking like Yakuz is headed to the box for the Evergreens. Yakuz will sit. I believe we actually have a timeout taken. So. So high sticking there for Yakuz. So Northland Pines has taken their timeout. They are generally good on the power play. Haven't been so great tonight. They've only scored one goal on their three power plays so far and actually gave up two shorthanded goals on their first power play of the evening. But they've recovered well since that start as they now lead this game 5-4. It's been very back and forth here. Evergreens have lost a little bit of steam, though, after the most recent goal from the Eagles. So this game is also brought to you by EverythingEvergreens.com. Follow the Evergreens all season long at EverythingEvergreens.com. Scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs. It's a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Inner City State Bank, Basement Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and the law firm of Telesti, Kennedy, and Dirks. That's EverythingEvergreens.com. Timeout is over for the Eagles. So the faceoff will come to the right circle of Hurt in the Evergreen zone. Eagles are on a power play here for 2 minutes as Yakuz is sitting in the box for high sticking in the corner. The same exact corner. Faceoff is won by the Eagles in the right circle. Puck goes behind and around to McGee. McGee in the left corner. McGee trying to get that out, but it's still caught on the boards as Marion has it. Marion's holding up to McGee at the blue line. McGee back over to Shenden. Shenden with a shot. That doesn't get to the goal, though, as it's blocked by an Everskate. McGee back at the blue line, drifting to the right side. Long shot and in! McGee with a blast from the back of the blue line, and that effectively ends the power play as they score. Only about 30 seconds into that. So the Eagles now leading by 2-6-4. McGee with an unassisted goal there. A long blast. Definitely still a high-scoring affair here, but Evergreens have fallen behind by 2 now. Eagles really working well together after struggling for the first half of the first period. Eagles have the puck, bringing it on the right side. Shenden, long shot. Hits pads in front. Hurt able to get that out and away. Comes to the left side. Evergreen's trying to bring it out as taking it as Hackbarth on the left side. Hackbarth crosses the blue line, moving to the left corner. Fighting for that there with Martell. But Hackbarth able to get that up. Eagles take control. Goes through center ice to the left corner. the Evergreen Zone, but that will be called for icing. So that'll come back to the left of Wilkins. Shots 27-9 in favor of the Eagles here as they lead this one by two, 6-4. Face off in the left circle. Left circle from Wilkins. Face off one by the Evergreens. Hackbarth, left side. Puts that into the corner, rings it around the boards. Right side, Johns will get that, a stick on it for the Eagles. He'll fight there with four other players. Come out in front of the Evergreens bench as Yakuz will have it. And a nice poke check there from Marion. Marion will have that on the left side. Gives it to Schiffman. Schiffman over to Brown. Brown loses that, though, to Yakuz. But back to Schiffman. Schiffman to the right corner. He'll go behind the net. As that was tipped out in front, but not able to get a shot off, is Trevor Romatoski. That'll come all the way back for Hackbarth. Hackbarth going in on the left side, drops it, and is met by John. John with a solid shoulder in the middle there. Yakuz, left line, and it looks like that was potentially an offside, but since it comes back out, Ortel has it, left side, going in, long shot, wide to the left, goes behind the net. Puck is now in the right corner. I believe Hackbarth is fighting for it. Moves over to the left side as moving in is Schmidt. Schmidt to Ortel. Back to Hathbark. Schmidt able to take it. Gets it to Ottinger. Under left side. Hacking away at it are several players. Evergreen still just in control, but they do turn that over to the Eagles in the defensive zone. Ottinger gets a stick on that at the blue line. Chips it back to the right corner. Eagles able to get that one out and back to the Evergreen side where it'll be another icing call. Today's game is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. For fresh meat from Wisconsin farms, make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Country Fresh Meats at Highway 29 and J in Weston. Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold here. So face-off is in the right circle of Wilkins. One by the Eagles, but the Evergreens do take over. So with it behind is Wheelhauer. Kept in by Ottinger. That goes behind and to the right boards. Eagles able to get that one as Wheelhauer takes it on the left side. Moving in. He'll have to go to the corner. Tries to drop it back, does not quite connect as there's another board battle, and that'll go up and out of play as it heads into the Eagles' bench. 5:46 left here in the second period. Eagles leading this one 6-4. Shots are also in their favor, 27-9. But this is only the second period. This has been a game full of momentum changes, so you never know what could happen in the last 25-ish minutes we've got here. Face-off is on the left dot behind the blue line. Won by the Eagles. Is able to get that to Bill. Bill back to Stenhagen. Stenhagen chips that in and it'll ring around the boards. Ends up in the left corner. Taken by McGee. McGee went for a long shot there. Too many bodies in front. And another shot is taken on and swallowed by Everest goalie Hurt. That hit him just above the pads. Faceoff will come to the left circle. Evergreens going for a change. Putting their best players back out on the ice. That top line of Hackbarth, Ortel, and Zinda. Jaglinski to Yakuz on the right side. Yakuz shifts that up and into center ice. It'll drift back to the Eagles zone. But the Eagles do have that. McGee with control of the puck to the left side. Leaves that for Martel. Martel gives it up to Bill. Bill on the right corner. Bill drifting in. Takes a shot and it is wide left. Goes to the right boards. Evergreen's in control. It's Hughes coming up on the right side. Hughes keeping control, fighting against Shenden. And that'll drift in for a shot on goal as it's moved out by Wilkins. Puck is behind Wilkins' net. Taken by the Eagles. Eagles chip it into center ice. We're able to get it is Jaglinski. But Jaglinski loses control. Bill has it on the right side. drifts into the boards. Jigalinski in the right corner for the Evergreens, trying to get it back out into neutral ice. Eagles have it. Long shot there from Stenhagen, but met by bodies as Ortel tried to get that and lost control of the puck. And we have an arm up, so I believe that'll be another penalty against the Evergreens here when they touch the puck. And there goes the whistle. And interference is the call against the Evergreens. I believe headed to the box will be Davis Hackbarth. Evergreens not doing so well when it comes to being disciplined this evening, as they've taken a couple different penalties. Oh, excuse me, this actually is not a penalty on the Evergreens. Seems like they've changed it to a penalty on Eagle River, as sitting for that one is Zach Maylett. Still an interference call. Just different team. So the Evergreens will get their first power play of the evening with 4:15 left to go here in the second. Faceoff was in the right circle. Goes to the right corner. Pass tried to get back to Hurt. Skipped over his stick. So Ottinger. Ottinger cross ice pass to Hurt. Hurt loses it. Hurt having to chase it almost behind the net. The Evergreens trying to get a new rush going. Brady Bunnell gets it over to Schmidt. Schmidt on the left side. Gets a shot that is high and wide as it lands behind the net. Schmidt right side, taken by the Eagles. Eagles bringing it up on the right. As coming is Marion. Marion, shot high, wide right. Ottinger chips that up and stays in play, miraculously. It goes on the left side. Eagles trying to move that ahead. They'll get to the Evergreen zone. Hurt puts a stick on it and waits to give it to Ottinger. Ottinger on the left side, trying to move up. Long pass out to Shiro. Shiro left side. Eagles able to get that. John chips it out. Bill back chasing for it with Yakuz. Puck goes into the left corner. As there's another... I'm not entirely sure what just happened there. Looks like that Yakuz is now headed to the box for the Evergreens. So we'll have 44 seconds of 4-on-4 hockey here, then followed by a minute 20 of a power play for the Eagles. So it'll be nice to see some 4-on-4 hockey. Faceoff is in the circle to the left of Hurt. Today's game is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Bone and Joint, 50 years of keeping lives in motion by providing comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, and physical therapy services to the community. Learn more at boneandjoint.net. Face off in the left circle. Sorry, I was trying to not rock out too much there to Rocky Lake, a Hurricane. I'm a Blackhawks fan, so that always makes me think of Patrick Kane, who scored his 1,000th point this weekend. This is very exciting. Very exciting game here, too, with the Eagles leading 6-4. Eagles win the faceoff in the left circle as we have 4-on-4 hockey here for about 40 seconds. Right corner. Eagles have it. Moving to the left. Tries to get that in front. Is able to get a stick on it. Is Hackbarth for the Evergreens. And he'll bring it out to neutral ice. And loses it to Shenden. Shenden moves it in to zone. Eagles have it on the right side in their own zone. Bill with it in neutral ice. Drops it back to Brown. Brown on the right side. Brown circling a defender. Brown moving to the left. Brown tries a cross ice pass. That'll drift out of the way of Shenden and go to the left corner. Puck now drifts out to neutral ice and into the Eagles zone. as it drifts to the right corner. Millette tries to take that, falls down with Hackbarth. And we get a whistle for slashing. So it's going to be a 5-on-3 here. Oh, nope. We're going back to 4-on-4 hockey again. Excuse me. That slashing on Alexander Sternhagen of the Eagles. So we'll have 4-on-4 hockey for a minute 3. And then Jaglinski's penalty ends. And then we'll have a power play for the Evergreens for little under a minute with 2:02 left in the second period. Eagles still leading this 6-4. They've also got the shot advantage 28-10. Faceoff will come to the right circle of Wilkins. Faceoff won by the Eagles. Taking is McGee right side. Moving on the left is Marion. Marion holding. Cross-ice pass over to Schiffman. Schiffman tried a backhanded shot there. Didn't quite work out for him. McGee with it at the blue line. Over to John's right side. John's up to Schiffman. Schiffman moving through the right circle. Schiffman has to backtrack and move back around to the blue line. Passes to McGee on the left side. McGee on the left blue line. Passes it to the left. That'll come back out to the blue line. Over to John. John right side. John long blast. And that hits Hurt and drops where the Evergreens take control. They're able to get that out to center ice. Eagles having to regroup in their own zone. McGee in the right corner to Willett. McGee goes down with an Everest player. Puck moves to the right side where Schiffman has it for the Eagles. Schiffman moving in on the right side around Jaglinski. Schiffman back to Johns. Johns another long shot wide into the back. Eagles still have it. McGee tries a shot. Blocked. DC Everest with it on the right side. He's trying to bring that in was Hackbarth. We'll get a whistle here for offsides. 52 seconds left here in the second. Evergreens have 50 seconds left of power play time off that penalty on Sternhagen for interference. I believe that was an icing call. We will get the face off in the circle to the left of Hurt. Face off is won by the Eagles as Sendin has it in the left corner. Sendin tries to take it out. As Jaglinski has it for the Evergreens. Cross ice pass to Kuz right side. Kuz moves it up to center ice for Jaglinski. Doesn't connect, but able to move in is Zinda. Zinda to Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving in on the right side. Loses it next to an Eagles forward. Comes back out to Ortel. Ortel having to regroup in the Everest zone. Gets it to Yakuz. Yakuz moving to the right side. Yakuz cross the blue line. Gets it over to Zinda. Zinda, right side, shot, wide left. Puck drifts to the right corner. As Jaglinski takes a shot, blocked by a stick of Sendin. Puck goes up, comes back down to the corner. As chasing it into neutral ice is Ortel. And that'll be the end of the second period. Eagles able to come back in the second and take the lead. 6-4 lead here as we head into the third. I'll be back with you for a brief recap of the second period and then the final period of this game here on FoxSportsWausau.com.